Welcome once again to the Isle of Lucy podcast. This is episode number 5. And actually today I was just talking to my good friend Isaac Hitter, drummer from Isle of Lucy, saying that he's going to be trying to get some recording done and send some songs my way. And so as soon as that happens, we'll have some of those up on here too. It was kind of funny. I was telling him how weird it was that I looked at the stats on Podomatic and, you know, there'd be up to 50 people that had downloaded the podcasts, and he made the observation of, wow, that's more people than ever came to our shows. So people are hearing Isle of Lucy now, so that's something. Okay, the first song that I'm going to play here today is one of the new instrumental recordings that I've done, and it's a cover song of a really stupid song on the surface. If any of you remember LFO, the light funky ones, they're the ones who did that stupid song Summer Girls, you know, Let Girls Wear Abercrombie and Fitch. Anyway, they also did a song called Life is Good that, for whatever reason, my friend Jeremy and I got real into at the beginning of junior year. And it was a time in my life when, for me, life was very good. It was probably the happiest I'd ever been, the string of a few months there, and everything was working out for me in all levels. And so I listened to that song a lot, and because life was good. And even though it's a corny song, I got into it, and I still like the song. So I recorded my own instrumental guitar version of it and replaced the stupid rap part of it with an extra guitar solo. So here's a Paul Anderson rendition of Life is Good. We'll be right back. up here is the song Not Paranoid Enough. Now this is a song that we've been playing around with for a long time in different versions, trying to get it to work. And then last summer, we tried to record it. We had Isaac lay down the drum tracks, his electronic drum set, the same way we recorded our first album, and then PJ and I laid our parts over it. And so this is going to be one of the tracks on Pause Oppression and Rising Above, the second I Love Lucy studio album. But that never came to fruition, and this track was never completed. So what we have here is a very rough demo of Not Paranoid Enough. But you get the whole idea of the song, that it would be the really happy kind of 50s type love ballad mixed in with more harsher reality of the situation that the protagonist in the song is dealing with. So this is Not Paranoid Enough.
Maybe not. my Michelle. How I hate the way you are, Michelle. How you look involves me oh so well. Can you tell I don't want you? Say the word, say it loud enough to be misheard. Say it loud so that I know for sure, yeah. Baby, I hate you.
And if you come to rape my mind, it's the same as it always was. It's what it does. Cause I'm not paranoid enough. Cause I'm not paranoid enough. No, 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 I'm not paranoid enough.
Part of the title for Not Paranoid Enough refers to the fact that the major electric guitar riff is the riff from Paranoid by Black Sabbath. Okay, the next here is it's a song that PJ recorded when he was in high school. It's called Loving Memory. And the reason why this song is important to Isle of Lucy is because it really got the band going. In its current stage, it was a situation where freshman year we submitted a demo CD at the end of the year for our band to be considered to play in Wellstock, which was the big concert festival at the end of the year. And on the demo CD we had this song PJ did in high school, and an Oasis song and a Guns N' Roses song, their studio versions, not us playing them. So I wasn't on the disc at all. Our bass player and drummer weren't on the disc at all either. And so, for some reason, we were accepted into the festival, and so we had to come up with some stuff to play and people to play it, since our bassist was having her kidney removed and our current drummer was out of town that weekend. That's when Isaac ended up becoming a part of the band to get that going. So, this song, In Loving Memory, played the role of being a catalyst and really getting band going by giving us a first gig to play at. So this is In Loving Memory.
Stepping off the subway train, take my place, sitting next to no one. I pull a song up from the sky, a saving grace. No matter where I'm going, going well, so.
back when I Love Lucy first began, we're trying to think of songs that we could play, songs that either would be cover songs that we know and be able to pull together on short notice, or PJ had written a few songs by that time, so we were playing some of those. Like Stars was one of those. But PJ had asked me if I was in a band in high school or something that would have had some songs that we could try playing. And I immediately thought of some of the songs that came out of Kronk and Bogle, which was a project that I was sort of involved with in high school. I mean, we probably, Kronk and Bogle probably played together a total of maybe 5 times with instruments, because it was me and some coworkers who worked at the same movie theater, and we would just start recording just little stupid stuff we would do as kind of like stomp, percussion-wise, just hitting stuff around the concession area. And eventually that started growing to the point of bringing harmonicas to the concession area and recording stuff, to bringing guitars, to eventually realizing, hey, we all play guitar and Adam has a drum set at his house, let's just go there and play around and try recording some stuff. And so it was me and Eric Selvog, Adam Copperud, and Sam Boggs. And Sam came up with, he was very good at coming up with songs on the spot. And so this song that I'll be playing is one song, this whole recording is completely improvised, just trying to come up with songs. And it ended up becoming Another Alcoholic Day, which I Love Lucy played regularly. So here is the original Kronk and Bogle version of Another Alcoholic Day. Another alcoholic day. And because it was a really simple three-chord song, we were able to start playing it pretty quickly and pick it up. And the other guys who were playing it seemed to like it, so we decided to just start running with it. And after a few practices, we were just playing around with it, trying it a few different styles. One time we said, hey, let's see what happens if we played it like it was a power ballad. So really slow and overly dramatic. And we ended up really kind of liking it that way. And so the version that we ended up going with and playing most of the time sort of separated into two parts and begins with the really slow power ballad type beginning. And so what I'm going to be playing here is the Isle of Lucy version of Another Alcoholic Day. This is recorded, it's from our Crust Bucket live album, so recorded in the spring of our junior year. And I really like this recording. It's got a few parts of it that I really like a lot. One of them is the drum solo that goes on for a really, really long time. Just, you know, always a plus. I like the band introductions that PJ does at the end. But most of all, I like how at the end, after the introductions, he just yells out, just three chords. Because in the end, that's what the song is. And it's great in its simplicity. It's a... yeah, that's all I can say. And oh, and by the way, the other noise that's sort of been in the background here that's being picked up while I've been talking, there's helicopters outside, and they must just be circling around this area because it's been really loud for the last 10 minutes. They pretty much started as soon as I decided to sit down and start recording this. So, I don't know. But yeah, here's Another Alcoholic Day by Isle of Lucy. And this will be the last song I play tonight, so have a good week, everyone.
Again, thank you guys so much for coming. It's been a great time, and we hope to see you again. All right. Cause you cannot stand in the way of a fan with a bottle and a bottle. medicine on each arm. Ripped all the face, baby. Just three chords. Good night.